We're headed behind lock gates into the Eastern Correctional Institute on Maryland's Lower Eastern Shore. We're going to catch a meal with the medium security prison's lunchtime crowd. The inmates move with a semblance of military order. The predominantly African-American group of mostly middle-aged felons arrives in the prison cafeteria single file. They gather their food from the chow line and take seats one after another at four-person tables until the room is filled. As the last man of 140 or so sits, the first to arrive gets up to file out. Somewhere between the first and second shifts, there were enough votes to swing an election for Somerset County Commissioner. And they do, but not by voting, because prisoners can't vote. Yet they get counted as voters who don't show up. The inmates thus multiply the impact at the polls of white folks outside the walls. That's apparently why a commissioner district, created by the courts two decades ago to assure some voice in county government for the one-third or more of residents who are African-American, has failed to do so.
We were successful with the lawsuit, but even with District 1, allegedly a minority district, we have not been able to elect an African-American official from that district.
That was Kirkland Hall, president of the Somerset County NAACP and a professor at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, or UMES. For years, he has been part of an effort to gain a foothold for African-Americans in Somerset County's all-white power structure. Craig Mathias, pastor of the Zion Methodist Church in Cambridge, who is making a bid for the so-called Minority Commission seat this year, said there is no substitute for at least some measure of diversity on the county's governing body.
If you haven't traveled where I've traveled, if you haven't lived where I've lived, if you haven't been deprived as I've been deprived, regardless of your ethnicity, then therefore you normally will not relate nor consider the circumstances of those in that particular area. Because, you know, people can say, I know what you're going through, but if you've never been there, you never experienced it, and you really do have no idea what it's like.
No grand plot has been alleged. But somehow, a 3,300-inmate prison was built in the middle of a 5,000-person district that was created through a 1986 legal settlement to boost prospects for a black candidate. And it may just be a coincidence, but the remaining African-American population in the district is mostly made up of UMES students, who typically don't vote in county elections either. In any case, no local action has been taken to correct the imbalance that has allowed the first district seat to be held for 20 years by James Ring, an elderly white man who benefited from a shrunken electorate that musters fewer than 500 total votes. Deborah Gian, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland, who has studied Somerset County for more than two decades, says she's been struck by how effectively blacks have been excluded.
Somerset County seems to me different than almost any other place in America, in that it has a very significant African-American population, depending upon who's counted, 42% or 35% if you exclude the folks who are incarcerated there. And yet, in all of history, the county has never elected an African-American to county commission or to any county top job in county government, or had such a person serve by appointment. So that is really extraordinary, to have such a large African-American population and yet to have African-Americans shut out of leadership.
The glaring inequity made Somerset County the poster child for legislation enacted this year by the General Assembly that will change the way prison inmates are counted in election districts. When the new lines are drawn using 2010 census numbers, inmates will be tallied at their last known address instead of where they are incarcerated. State Senator Catherine Pugh of Baltimore was one of the bill's chief sponsors.
For Somerset County, I think it's a real victory. I think we'll be able to see a population in an area where they, in fact, will be able to elect folks who they would like to see represent them in their area, hopefully seeing a minority being able to be elected to the county council there.
About 68% of Maryland's 21,000 state prison inmates come from Baltimore. Republican Delegate Chris Shank, whose Western Maryland district includes prisons that contribute up to 18% of his constituency, called the bill a ploy by Baltimore legislators to pad their own shrinking election districts.
I see the bill as a blatant attempt to assist particularly Baltimore City in their redistricting efforts coming up. They are suffering from population loss, which they have experienced over the past several sessions. This bill comes at the gain of Baltimore City and at the loss of rural areas.
But Peter Wagner, who is leading a national movement aimed at what he calls prison-based gerrymandering, said the goal is to assure one man, one vote fairness.
It's a problem because legislative districts are supposed to be based on population so that equal numbers of people have equal access to government. But when you use prison populations as padding, we end up giving some people extra representation just because they happen to have a prison in their district.
Critical support for the Maryland measure came from Senate Republican leader Lowell Stoltzfus, a Somerset County farmer who is retiring from the General Assembly this year. He called it a vote of conscience.
No one talked to me about it, but it was a moral issue to me. It was the right thing to do. Somerset County probably has the largest percentage of any rural county of minority individuals. In our school system, it's nearly 50% are minorities. It's appropriate that minorities are represented.
Michael McReady, president of the Board of County Commissioners and a candidate this year for state delegate, tread gently about the question of whether racial discrimination persists in Somerset.
I can only answer for the last 8 years. Before that, maybe so, but I can't answer for and undo what somebody else did or didn't do or somebody perceived or didn't perceive out of it. But the last 8 years, I would say no.
Commissioner Ring, who held the so-called minority seat for 20 years, declined to be interviewed on tape. But he is not seeking re-election this year. Ring's absence thus clears the Democratic field for Craig Mathias, who now faces only Republican Van Muir Jr. in the general election. A Mathias victory would put an African-American on the Board of County Commissioners 4 years before the revised prison census takes effect. Yet Deborah Gian of the ACLU is hopeful that the climate has already changed.
I do think that there are some new candidates that have thrown their hats in the ring this time, and that there is a real opportunity to, in part because of the attention that has been called to the racial disparities in Somerset County over the past couple of years, this is a real opportunity to make history.
To make history or to repeat it. I'm Karen Hostler reporting from Princess Anne for 88.1 WYPR.
He thought he was the smartest guy around.